You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, and I thank you for spending 15 minutes of your day today. Let's see how much good we can do in 15 minutes here today. I've got about a minute and a half to greet you. For those of you here on WMIE, WWBC in Central Florida, good morning or good afternoon. God bless you. Thanks for joining us here today. Those of you in Kansas City on KCNW and WBXR in Huntsville, Alabama, again, Paul Esposito, good morning. Thank you. I'm grateful you've taken the time. Just want to greet you in the name of Jesus here this morning, my brothers and sisters in the faith. Thank you for spending time here with me today. Thank you for spending time with the Lord today and in His Word. And I guarantee you that when you do that and spend time in His Word, you're going to hear a word from Him, because this is where God speaks. This is part two of this message now that God gives the increase as well. We're looking at the three types of people in this world: the natural man who is not saved, the spiritual man, whom I hope that you are, and the carnal man. I think that's where we're going to start off, with me making a joke on here. Maybe we end it with that, on carnal. How I learned what carnal means from my mother cooking chili. So that's where we're at here today. This is part two of this message. God gives you increase, and that's how it goes. Maybe someone in your life, maybe your mother or grandmother, planted. Now, your pastor is the one that waters, and that's what I am, a waterer, your favorite watering hole. I'm going to pour buckets of water on you, feed you the Word of God, and then God gives the increase. But if you're not going to church, if you're not sitting under the Word of God, guess what? You're going to be the same person you were before, and you will have no increase. So that's what we're looking at. This is part two of this message. This will play for 4 days. This is day two of it. So we're right in the middle of this. If you'd like a copy of it, email me, Paul at WMIEFM.com.
He who is spiritual, remember, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons and daughters of God. He who is spiritual is rightly or correctly judged by no man. And that'll bring pain in your life, too. Amen? Maybe God will tell you to step back from helping that family member that keeps getting in trouble, because you keep interfering in their life. And in essence, you're hindering God from working. Oswald Chambers has a name for people like that. You know what he calls them? He calls them an amateur providence. Those that try to help God and interfere by getting in the way when God's working in someone's life. Maybe he wants them in jail right now, and he doesn't want you getting in the way, bailing them out, because God is at work behind the scenes. Don't help that caterpillar out of that cocoon. Let God bring out a butterfly. He doesn't need your interference. Let him work. It'll bring you pain in life. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the true sons of God. And people look at you and say, you meanie, or how dare you? Now I sound like the Greta Thunberg. How dare you? But he and she who is spiritual is correctly judged by no one. No one understands you, only God, but that's all right. Because God has led you, and men and women don't get it. Let me say this, you might not agree with it. But this can cost you your marriage if you're married to an unbeliever. This can cost you your marriage. You know, it's funny. You know what the Bible says if your spouse walks out on you when this happens? You know what Paul tells you to do about it? Let him go. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. That's what he said. Well, he doesn't say that. But he does say, let them go. If they leave you, you do everything possible to make things work out with your spouse, and you don't ever leave them. But if they leave you and you're married to an unbeliever, Spanky, how would he do it? Good riddance. What would Elmer Fudd do it? Good riddance to bad rubbish. I'll leave that one where it is. I know a lot of people probably would take umbrance at that. I've driven from Florida to Colorado to help a woman get out of a beaten wives shelter where all of her ribs and her face and all the bones were broken, and the pastor told her to stay in a marriage. Nonsense. God's not called you to do that. Let him go. Verse 16. But for who is known? Okay, we were talking. Many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. He who is spiritual judges all things, and he himself is rightly judged by no one. For, verse 16, for who has known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Meaning, how much more so do you not know the mind of God? If unbelievers don't know you, how much more do you not know him? And how much more are you unable to judge what God does? Talk about rightly judged by no man. But the last half of this verse is got great promise. Look at what he says. But you've got the mind of Christ. How is that possible, you ask? Here's a few more verses, starting with my favorite. It's on the handout, Galatians 2:20. Paul said, I have been crucified with Christ. Listen to what he says. It is not, he doesn't mean he was on the next cross next to him. It means he died to self just like Jesus Christ died on the cross. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. You've got the mind of Christ. Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God. Some translations say the faith of the Son of God. They're both right. Who loved me and gave himself for me. So Christ lives in me. That's how I possess the mind of Christ. Here's one more, Colossians 1:26. It says, the mystery which has been hidden from the ages and from generations, but now has been revealed to his saints, that's you, which is, verse 27, Christ in you, the hope of glory. You see, you've got the mind of Christ, because when you received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, by his Spirit, he took up residence on the inside of you. Everyone with me? Let's turn a couple chapters here to chapter 6, verse 19. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. But you've got the mind of Christ. You see, the thing is, church, is for you to learn to die to self and live to God. That's how you get to the place where all your prayers get answered. When the things, look, if it's not your mind, if it's His, then all your prayers should get answered, right? Because they're not yours, they're His. But that's work to get there, to die to self and let Christ live in you. Now, with that in mind, chapter 6, verse 19, do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you were bought at a price. What was the price paid, church? Blood. Death. Son of God died for you. You were bought at a price. Therefore, since you were bought at a price, since God came down here and died in your place on the cross, that's what that therefore is. Therefore. Therefore, glorify God in your body. By what you do, by what you eat and drink and how you live, by what you do, glorify God in your body and in your spirit. Man, on the inside of you. Glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. So there you've got two types of men. The natural man, Stephen Hawking, Carl Sagan, Bill Nye, Barack Obama. That's the natural man, devoid of any spirit of God. The spiritual man, that's a deep man, deep thinker, led by the Holy Spirit, prone to doing unorthodox things, like selling all you have and moving to Jerusalem. Oh, I know someone has done that. Guilty. He could have ended up divorced over that if he was married. His wife would have said, Steinbrück, you're out of your mind. If he was married to an unbeliever, a believing wife would say, because God always has spouses in agreement, would say, let's go get the passports, honey. That's how it works. God doesn't just give one person something. He gives husband and wife something. And they're in agreement. Never disagreement. This disagreement, don't do it. Don't do it. Get to the bottom of it. Don't do it. Don't do it. The natural man, the spirit man. Let's turn to chapter 3 and be introduced to a man you know very, very well. The carnal man. You remember your Spanish? Or if your mother was anything like mine, she used to make for supper chili con carne. What's that mean? It means thank God your chili's got meat in it, not just the nasty beans. That's how I learned what carne means. Either that or Ralphie boy. So that's art carne. I'm from New Jersey, I'm sorry.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with Him daily and is tuned in to His frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Hey, this is Daryl Evans.